When one is in the midst of an unpleasant situation, for example, one is very stressful because one is running out of time trying to meet a deadline, what should one do? Does one focus on the bodily sensation at that time while trying to do the work at hand? There are tremendous negative forces at the time distracting one from concentrating on anything. Ain't that the truth? So, just that last bit kind of precludes this sense of trying to find the samadhi. There's a lot of forces at work in a moment like that, and can make it very difficult for us to find our base again. But I find, and maybe in that situation, certainly I'll come to that in a moment, but I think a question like this or the realization of these kinds of things happening so frequently in our lives can serve as a tremendous reminder of the importance and the value of cultivating samadhi. You know, this is the antidote for this kind of thing. You know, in terms of just sitting on a regular basis and endeavoring to cultivate this force in our lives, I think it's very good to contemplate difficult situations like this to give us the fuel and the reminder, the remembering to do that. So, because it's clearly a situation when one has lost one's samadhi, to say the least. So, you can look at this is what life is like without that wonderful capacity to be still and be at ease. So that in a moment like that, I mean, even just taking that, like, just to be able to articulate a question like this means that some bit of us knows that we're in a state, you know, some bit of us knows that we're in a state. So looking at that and in that moment, there can be the realization that this is a life without ease and without relaxation, driven to follow impulses, driven to follow difficult states like this over and over again. You know, it's just like a storm that keeps feeding itself. When Ajahn was talking the other night about the two causes of suffering, ignorance and tanha, very important contemplation is to see how these two are linked with the two wings of our practice. That the samadhi, the capacity to concentrate, to relax, to be at ease, is the chief antidote for the craving, for that movement, that thing that's actually pulling us out and creating such distress in the moment. And the vipassana, or the insight practice, the understanding, is the chief antidote that we have for overcoming the ignorance. So really getting clear, this is what these tools are about. You know, they're directly linked with the overcoming of these two causes of our suffering. I just made a note of this to myself. One of the definitions of samadhi is actually from the scriptures is having removed desire and aversion for the world. You know, that capacity, having removed desire and aversion for the world. And that's what's operating in these stressful and difficult moments. So, yes, you know, one of the best things that you can do in order to recover is to go back to the body. You know, this is, I mean, I think it's no accident that in the Satipatthana Sutta, where does the Buddha begin? You know, begins at the body, because so much of the torment that we're experiencing is in the mental realm, and it is so convoluted that it's like this sense of not even being able to get any footing in relation to it. So even just that image of getting some footing, you know, it takes you right down to your feet, down to the ground, and get some grounding in the physical form. So, you know, depending what the situation is, where you are when one is overcome with a state like this, you know, finding some way to bring it back to the physical form. So the breath can be very helpful. Yeah, you know, many a time caught in a stressful state like that, come back to the consciousness of the breathing and continue doing the task because you've got a deadline. You know, that's the thing, you've got a deadline. I mean, this is our lives are very complex. And it's not that you can't be mindful and stay on task, you know. So just centering back into the body and remembering that the way that it's explained in that first stanza of the sutta is that the breathing will bring about, the focusing on the breathing will gradually bring about even a greater movement into the full body experience. And that's what we want. Okay?